Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in hell, even as thy soul prospereth. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Roots and foundation. Of divine health and healing. Roots and foundation for divine health and healing. We have as an objective tonight understanding the roots and the foundations and the foundation for divine health and healing. The subject of health, the subject of healing, is a much needed subject today. I am so shocked that while we studied medicine and practiced a little bit, there were diseases that existed. But there seemed to be an escalation, an epidemic. Diseases whose names we never knew before, exploding suddenly. In those days, kidney transplant or dialysis was not a common thing. Today, it's just almost everywhere because it wasn't a common issue. In those days, there were diseases you will read in books you won't find physically. And especially as we approach the end of the time, there is such an explosion, so we need to know. Our roots for establishment in divine health and healing. You have strange arrows, strange diseases. Somebody well today, not well tomorrow. By way of introduction, divine health is such a mystery to many, and healing. There are two classes of people. First are the class of people who believe that the age of healing is past. They believe that healing passed with the last apostle, according to them. That when the apostles died, when the last one died, healing ended. And that is so far from the truth. Because it's contrary to scripture. It's not consistent at all with scripture. For Malachi chapter 3 verse 6 said, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed. He said, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, that was Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, And Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 said, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. So whatever he did in the days of the apostles, he can do in our days because he hasn't changed. A second class of people are those who believe that God heals, but he only heals who he wants, who he wills. He doesn't intend to heal everybody, or he may not heal everybody, but he will heal every time he feels like healing somebody. That also is not consistent with scripture. Because the Bible said in 3 John and in verse 2 where we read, he said, I wish, or my will above all things is that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. I am willing for everyone to be healed. And then in Matthew chapter 8 and in verse 2, a leper asked him a question, and behold, there came a leper, worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, thou can make me clean. He was dealing with two things. The willingness of God and the ability of God. I don't doubt your ability. I know you can heal. What I am doubting is I don't know if you are willing. You can make me whole, but I don't know if you want to make me whole. That was very challenging. If thou will, thou can. If you want to, you can do it. That's the vernacular of it. If you want to, you can. And Jesus said once and for all, I will. That I will answers for everybody. Because what he said, what I say to one, I say to all. I will. Be thou cleansed. Verse 3, please place it there. I will. Verse 3, I will. And Jesus said unto him, see, 3, put forth his hand and touch him, saying, I will be thou cleansed. That is, every single one who will ever come to me doubting my willingness, I clear that doubt by letting you know I want to heal you. Whoever here is afflicted, whoever here is tormented, whatever my Father in heaven has not planted in your body and in your system, I announce tonight it shall be uprooted. Whether it's a sickness of the body, a sickness of the mind, a sickness of the system. One thing that we know is everything we preach about, God confirms. If we preach on supernatural supplies, we see results in that direction. We are preaching on divine health now. I'm preaching on divine healing now. And before this month is out, I prophesy whatever disease or affliction followed you into this month of June shall not follow you out of that month of June. In the name of Jesus. Question now is, what is the root? What is the foundation for our divine health and healing? The meaning is, on what grounds in scripture do we stand to expect healing? What is our ground to expect to be in health? What is our ground of expectation for healing? What is our ground of expectation for deliverance? There are 5 roots and foundation we can stand. Number 1 is creation roots and foundation. By creation, we can expect to be healed. Why? Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 to 28. The Bible said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. The Lord bless his word in the name of Jesus. Psalm 8 verse 1. Psalm 8 verse 1. I'll read all the way to maybe verse 5 thereabout. He said, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth who has set thy glory above the heavens. He said, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. He said, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and that the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. The word angels, original translation in Hebrew is Elohim, which is plural God, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I believe that the translations were having difficulty in how to do that, but it's Elohim. You have made him a little lower than Elohim. That is, you made him in your image, but put him inside a container of dust and placed him on the earth. Am I communicating? That's what made him lower. But God made man in his image. What does that mean to you? That man was created in the image and likeness of a sickless God. Man was made in the image and likeness of a weariless God. Man was made in the image and likeness of the God, the Bible said, never sleeps, never slumbers, and is not tired, does not have tension headache, is not hypertensive, is under no form of pressure, and from everlasting to everlasting, he is God. He is ancient but not aged. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That is the God in whose image man was created. Inside the body of the baby lion, there is the roar inside. Inside the body of the baby eagle, there is the sour inside. Am I speaking to somebody here? Inside the system of man, made in the image of God, there is vitality and audacity and capacity and capability and potentiality and energy. Am I speaking to somebody here? That is the nature of who you are. If you are anything less, that is the nature of fallen man. Am I speaking to anybody here? And that is why in the name that is above every name, everyone here tonight that is a victim of sickness and weakness and whatever cannot be found in your maker who made you in his image, that thing is deleted from your system. Shout the loudest. Amen. I don't care what it is. I don't care whether it's a hypertension or a cancer or a tumor. In the name of Jesus, it dies to its roots right now. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. You will never find in scripture, and God caught headache. Never. Creation, roots, and foundation. If we're created in the image and likeness of a sickless God, then sicklessness is our inheritance. Number two, covenant roots and foundation. Second root, covenant roots and foundation. You know of the covenant fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Every child of God is connected to the Abrahamic covenant through Jesus Christ. In fact, every child of God is a covenant seed. In Acts chapter 3 and in verse 25, the Bible said, ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant. You are the children of the covenant which God made with our fathers. Which one? Saying unto Abraham, in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. You are the children of the covenant, particularly the Abrahamic covenant. In Galatians chapter 4 and in verse 28, Galatians chapter 4 and in verse 28, he said, now we brethren, as Isaac was, we are the children of promise, or the children of the covenant. And that was why he said in Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 and 14 that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of that covenant of Abraham might come upon us who are the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed in the evening. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's healing is mine. We talked about Abraham's blessing, but Abraham was a ruggedly sickless man. Ruggedly sickless. Energy unusual. At the age of 75, he stepped out to go into a strange land. At the age of about 95 to 99, he led an army physically and went into battle by himself. When he went with his hired servants, in Genesis chapter 14 and in verse 14, his army defeated the army of five nations. And he retrieved the spoil of war. At the age of close to 100, and 20 years, he trekked the mountains of Moriah on foot. Carried his son Isaac, lifted him up like a teenage boy about 17 or 18 years old. Bound him by himself with his own energy at the age of almost 120. Ay, 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 ay. The journey took him 3 days. Endurance trek. In a mountainous terrain for 3 days. On the third day, he came to the mountain. At the age of, I don't know how old, I can't remember how old he was when he died. I mean, when his wife died now, I can find that out later. Maybe about 150 or something. He remarried. Does anybody think of marriage after 120 years? He got married to Keturah. And had enough energy to bring forth 6 children. Ay, 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 ay. That is the kind of person you are connected to by covenant. You are tired at age 30. And you are weak at age 40. And you are weak at age 50. And you are complaining of stress at age. There are people, anything you say at this my age. How old are you? I heard from God's servant Bishop David, he said there was a man, every time you ask, you say anything, you say, at this my age, can I be lying? And he was like 30 something or 20 something. At this my age, at this my age. When he became around 35, 40, he was looking like 80. He imposed age on himself. Wake up! You are too sleepy for the covenant you belong to. You are too lazy for the covenant you belong to. You are too weakened for the covenant you belong to. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Too lazy, too weakened, too tired. You are connected to the Abrahamic covenant. There was nothing mentioned concerning sickness or concerning weakness near Abraham for 175 years of his life. Genesis chapter 25, verse 7 and verse 8. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived. 103 score. 3 score is 60. And 15, that's 175 years. Abraham gave up the ghost. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age. An old man. I'm full of years. I was gathered to his people. Good old age. Shakobakayala. Take your seat. Even though Isaac was what you might call an Ajebota boy. Boy who grew up in a wealthy house. He was almost more rugged than his father. Didn't wait for his father's wealth. He dug his own wells. He has lived his father's age by 5 years. He died at age 180 solid years. Genesis 35, verse 27, all the way to verse 28. Jacob came unto Isaac, his father. Go ahead. And the days of Isaac were 104 years, 180 years. And Isaac gave up the ghost and died and was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days. And his sons, Esau and Jacob, buried him. Energy, vitality, audacity, kakrakarity. Know what they say? Somebody stand kakraka. Am I communicating at all? That is the covenant we belong to. That is the lineage we belong to. That is the nature of our people. There are communities in the physical where people live to be very, very old. Am I communicating? So those things happen in the physical. And the spiritual is the senior brother of the physical. We are connected to a senior covenant. Jacob lived to be 147 years. I think the reason why his own life wasn't as long as his own father's was, his problems were too many. Genesis, he married 4 wives. Genesis 47, 28. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years. That is remarkable. That is tremendous. 147 years. On the grounds of covenant, on the grounds of the Abrahamic covenant, you are entitled to strength, entitled to energy, entitled to health, entitled to vitality, and your revelations determine your possession. Listen to this message and listen. So that inherent weakness can disappear from your life. Because there are people who are not sick and they are not well. They are weak, tired, lazy, sleepy. That is never your portion. Say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. Shout the loud most, amen. Covenant roots and foundation. Number 3. Scriptural promises, roots, and foundation. That is roots and foundations of scriptural promises. Scriptural promises, roots, and foundation. Scriptures abound from Genesis to Revelation. That gives us grounds to expect divine health on the basis of our relationship with God. So, if you are not satisfied to stand on your creative foundation or creation foundation, or you cannot stand on the covenant foundation, you can stand on the foundation of scriptural promises. You shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless your bread and your water. And he shall take away sickness from the middle of you. Exodus 23:25. The midst of you. Not just the general midst, but inside yourself. The middle of your body. He shall take away sickness from the middle of you. Whether that sickness is hiding in the heart, or hiding in the liver, or hiding in the lungs, or hiding in your bloodstream, or hiding in the brain, or hiding in your nerves, he shall take away sickness from the middle of you. And he said the next verse, there shall nothing cast their young, so your fruitfulness is covered. No miscarriage, nor be barren in your land. The number of your days I will fulfill. No devil is permitted to shorten your life. Not the devil, not an agent of the devil is permitted to shorten your life. Psalms 107, verse 20. He sent forth his word and healed them. That is another basis of expectation. that as the word of God is coming upon me, every time I connect to the word, I plug into the word, I expect to be healed. There are many seated here today who have been healed. You didn't meet the pastor. You didn't meet anybody. You don't even know when the sickness left. Am I communicating? All that happened was that you just kept coming to church and suddenly something left you and you are not aware. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 17. He said, "For I will restore health unto you." That is in the scripture. You have the provision in case you lost health. I can bring you back your health. I will heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. I will restore health unto you. Jeremiah chapter 17 and in verse 14. He said, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Heal me, I will be healed. Save me, I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. There are people here tonight. Your healing, your deliverance, your liberty is hereby released. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, say amen. Your healing, your deliverance, your liberty is hereby released. Shout the loudest, amen. So we have the promises. And we can have access to the promise. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. He says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. He said in Psalm 84 verse 11, the Lord God is the sharp sword and shield. He will give grace and glory and no good thing. If healing is a good thing, if divine health is a good thing, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Today is the end of every trace of hormonal imbalance, every trace of eye affliction, every trace of blood disease, every trace of inherited disease. Whatever flowed for you, to you or to your children, from your parents and yourself, today they are deleted, annihilated and cancelled. You are watching online or you are connected, trusting God for the healing of somebody that is close or dear to you. Today, it is released. That is scriptural foundations. That is, or if you didn't hear or stand on any ground, you can stand on the word and get your healing. Number four is sonship roots and foundation. Sonship roots. Every child of God is a son of God like Jesus Christ. John chapter 1 verse 12. For as many as received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. Sons of God. Sons. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 1 John chapter 3 verse 2. He said, now are we, behold, beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, in exactness physically. But even now are we the sons of God. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. Ye are of God. You are begotten of God. Your roots is God. Little children. And you have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is of the world. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Romans chapter 8 verse 17. It says, and if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ.
If so be
that we suffer with him, then we may also be glorified together. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody can remind me the last time the Bible said, and Jesus was tired. And Jesus was afflicted. From where? From where? The Son of God was the bundle of energy, bundle of vitality. One day he preached for 3 days non-stop. In Mark chapter 8, verse 1, verse 2, the Bible said, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now been with me 3 days. Day and night, and have nothing to eat. That is, he's not talking about himself. He had been preaching for 3 days. He didn't talk of headache. He didn't talk of need for sleep. He didn't say, I'm tired. He didn't say, I'm hungry. He said, give them food to eat. When they broke the food, he didn't say, give me to taste. I'm okay. That is the brother of who you are. The same spiritual genetics, the same spiritual DNA is what is in him that is in you. And the Bible says we are joint heirs. That is, we have access to the same inheritance. Whatever he accessed by sonship, we can access because we are joint heirs. Not co-heirs. If it is co-heir, it means that if there are two houses, you divide it by two, you have one. Joint heir means together, we own both together. That is, everything that we own together, everything that is his is mine at the same time. It's not that I have a half of it. Somebody is blessed. Who is that person? Who is the person? By this preaching today, tiredness is over from your life forever. Tiredness is over from your life forever. I said it is over in your life forever. Weakness is over forever. Fresh energy is released upon you right now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Does this make any sense to you at all? You are the brother of a lion. Don't die of hunger. You are related to the eagle. Don't die like chicken on the floor. Am I communicating at all? The tribe we came from, we are not oppressible. We are not harassable. We are not intimidatable. We are not pursued. We are not pursued. We are the pursuers. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The lion is the strongest among the beasts. He turneth not away for anything. I decree right now, everything in your system now that is not there by God is flushed out. It is flushed out. It is flushed out. It is flushed out. They are flushed out. Shout the loudest, amen. Someone who is blessed, say amen. Amen. Take your seat and I round off shortly. So we have sonship roots and foundation. Finally, we have redemption roots and foundation. What he did on Calvary is a guarantee of our health. Isaiah chapter 53 and in verse 1. He said, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes. Give the Lord a shout of victory. The shout of victory. You have the Amplified Version, Classic Edition, or the regular Amplified, you can place it on the screen. Or the Living Bible of verse 5. Verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was crushed for our wickedness, our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing. Listen to this. The punishment required for our well-being fell on him. Anything that should make us well, he was dealt with. Whatever will make us well, he was meted to him. If beating will make me well, he received the beating. Read it again. See, revelation comes from those kind of things. The punishment required for our well-being fell on him. That is, he was punished that I may be well. And he said, and by his wounds he was wounded so I can be healed. Do you know of the Roman whip? The Roman whip has 39 strands tied into one. Each of the strands had attached broken pieces of bones, tongues, nails, so that when they lash him once, they allowed it to enter the body, then they will pull it out. It will come out with flesh. They gave him 39 of those stripes, 40 except one. By the time they were through, the historians, Jewish Herodotus and others who witnessed it and wrote in history, said that by the time they were through with him, you couldn't recognize him. It was impossible. Because some fell on his face and tore face flesh. Jugular mandibular, temporomandibular joint here was out. Every single thing, bones out, muscles. That was why the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 52 that his visage, his appearance was disfigured more than the appearance of any son of man. I think it was Isaiah chapter 52 from verse 1 and 2. Locate it and visage was marred, was disfigured. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is, as many as were astonished at thee, his visage was so mad, more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. Give me the Living Bible version of it, or the Amplified version. His visage, his appearance, his look. I'm sure you have watched it on the Passion of the Christ before. That is shadow even. What they depicted there is shadow. Give it to me, Isaiah 52:14, the Living Bible. So the Bible said all that. Yet many shall be amazed when they see him, yes, even far off foreign nations and their kings. They shall stand dumbfounded, speechless in his presence. For they shall see and understand what they had not been told before. They shall see my servant beaten and bloodied. So disfigured, one would scarcely know it was a person standing there. So, in so doing, shall he cleanse many nations. He was so disfigured, you will not know this is a person. Give me the Living Bible. You won't know that this is a human being standing. By so doing, yet many shall be amazed when they see him. Yes, even far foreign nations and their kings. Was that the Living Bible we read before? Okay, I thought it was the Amplified. That was it. Now, having passed through that, so you can be healed and well, then the devil comes to impose an affliction. Is that possible? Then a demon, no matter how demonic, then a witch or an ancestral curse, inherited disease of diabetes or whatever it is, says that there is a no. The law of double jeopardy, it forbids that should happen. Two people cannot be punished at the same time for an offense that one person committed. No. He already took our punishment. We cannot be punished anymore. Is God speaking to somebody here? The only way the devil can put the affliction on your body is if he can reverse the beating. If the stripes can be unlaid, and it was a fixed deposit, if it can be reversed, if it can be unlaid, because every time, wow, it was laid on him, diabetes, wow, peptic ulcer, wow, hypertension, wow, disseminated intravascular coagulopathy, wow, Burkitt's lymphoma, wow, Hodgkin's lymphoma, wow, systemic lupus erythematosus, wow, it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, wow, arteriovenous malformations, wow, endocarditis, myocarditis, what else, hypertension, hypertensive heart disease, what else, congestive cardiac failure, right ventricular failure, wow, it was chronic liver disease, it was hepatocellular carcinoma, wow, it was Kaposi sarcoma, wow, it was malignant melanoma. Wow! It was all manner of human afflictions. Every time the beat came, it was a group of afflictions transferred. Then now, the devil wants you to walk about with what your Savior already carried. That devil is a bastard. That devil is a liar bastard. I take authority over every affliction that is on your body right now, on anybody here today. Everything Jesus carried that the devil wants you to carry again, I decree a reversal tonight. Shout the loudest, amen. Remain standing. He took our place in death so we can take his place in life. He took our sicknesses so we can live in sicklessness. Is God speaking to somebody here? Listen, the cross is a crossover. A crossover from death to life. A crossover from pain to pleasure. Hey! A crossover from affliction to satisfaction. A crossover from poverty to prosperity. A crossover from oppression to distinction. Somebody say, I cross over by the cross. Through the cross, I cross over. But if this thing is true, why have I been sick? Why was I sick? You shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. You are knowing it now. You are knowing it now. You are knowing it now. And if you thought you knew it before, you are getting to know it deeper tonight. You are getting to know it deeper tonight. And even if it doesn't occur to you yet, you go and study it deeper later tonight. And listen to it deeper tonight. Until it enters your system. Until you can scream and react against the devil. Until you can rebel against affliction. Until you can tell the devil, you cannot impose on me what my Savior already carried for me. You can't impose on my life what my Savior carried on my behalf. You can't impose on my life what my Master carried on my behalf. You can't impose on my life what El Shaddai carried for me. You can't impose
blindness on me. You can't impose deafness. You can't impose liver disease. You can't impose hypertension. You can't impose prostate disease or diabetes or malaria. You can't impose it.
You can't impose barrenness on me and on my family. You can't even impose affliction on my children. I stand in the gap for my children. Jesus took my infirmities. He took our infirmities. He carried it on the cross of Calvary. I refuse to carry. I will let you lose to pray for about 5 minutes. But before we do that, take your seat and just take this down. Don't ever forget, if you forgot anything tonight, just remember that the cross is your crossover. Have you assessed your heritage of divine healing and health? That will be the subject of our discussion throughout the rest of the month. To walk in health, in wholeness, in liberty, in freedom, in whatever Jesus purchased for you on Calvary. Sure, you don't miss the services, but let's take two tonight. Number one, there must be a mindset change. If you are going to access what Jesus purchased for you, there must be a mindset change. Life changes from the inside out. He said, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7b. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. It said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You renew your mind to prove what is the will of God. You change it. You cannot get scriptural proofs until the mind is renewed. He said, by the renewing of your mind that you may prove. If the word of God is going to be true in your life, your mind must be renewed. You must stop thinking the way you used to think. You must stop assuming that, well, this thing is not even troubling me too much, so there's no need to pray about it. No. Don't take it. You must change your mind. Oh, okay, but I know some very dedicated Christians who are artistic. The experience of nobody is a basis of your expectation. He said, forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. You locate your expectation from scripture, not from your environment, not from your brother or your sister, not from what happened to somebody or another. That is not the basis of your expectation. You don't have the clue and the detail to the full picture of situations. That is why you must base your expectation on revelation. Am I speaking to somebody here? Let me just give you a hypothetical situation. Somebody owns a car. And he's a very dedicated child of God. Suddenly, the car was stolen or got lost. But I'm serving God dedicatedly. This is hypothetical. I don't want to use other examples so it doesn't look too direct. Then he said, why should he be serving God like this? And the car got stolen just like that. But maybe half of the money he used to buy the car was corrupt money. Consciously or unconsciously. And divine preservation can never be established around corruption. That is just a tiny example. That is why you don't expect what happened to him to happen to you, because you don't know the detail. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I mean, that's all. You don't know the detail. I've been worried and concerned about some situation in one person's life some time ago, a pastor. Until he came and when he explained the situation, I realized there was no need for me to worry. He dragged to his own head the situation. He put it on his head. He's not a bad person. He just made some mistakes and brought some things, disastrous things. That and many other situations make me to understand that you don't use anybody's situation as a basis for your expectation because you don't know the details. The only detail you must bother yourself with is the Word of God. What does God say? What does the Word of God say? What were the examples of scriptural people? What was Abraham's example? What was Isaac's example? What was Jacob's example? I stake my life. That must be my experience. Somebody say a loud amen. If you must see the proof of God's word in your life, you must renew your mind. Whenever something happens negative, never say it could be anybody. Don't ever say so. The Bible says you are snared with the words of your mouth. No, don't give the devil any license. It cannot just be anybody like that. Don't say so. The Bible says you are ensnared with the words of your mouth. So renew your mind. Yes, this is what the Bible said. This is what I am expecting. There must be a mindset change. Number two, there must be the possession of revelational light. The kind of thing you are hearing now, you must possess it. Revelational light. Listen to this. It is the light of revelation that disarms the darkness of affliction. Say that again. It is the light of revelation that disarms the darkness of affliction. Everything that is an affliction in your life can be disarmed by light. For the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness, John chapter 1, verse 5, comprehended it not. And through the voice of the Lord, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 31, that voice of the Lord is also the light of revelation. Through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down that was beating you before with a rod. You can beat what was beating you with light. Through the voice of the Lord or the light of scripture shall the Assyrian be beaten down that was once beating you. Somebody saw something. Yesterday, a lady was healed of a crippling condition, carrying the baby in one hand and then moving with crutches on the other hand. Very, very terrible situation. When I saw her, my heart flamed. And when I lay hands on her, the fire transferred. Bam! I knew she was healed on the spot. When she jumped up and began to walk, she rolled on the ground. She cried. She couldn't believe. By the power of light that came in the service, the power of the light that was applied to her. You are getting light tonight. And that light has set you free already. He said he sent forth his word and the word healed her. Word can heal, not just laying of hands. Tonight, you have received the laying of words. Stand on your feet with a loud shout of amen. You have received the laying on of words. You have received the laying on of words. And this laying on of words has tackled one thing or the other in your body, in your system. in your situation. And your freedom is here tonight. Anybody receive something tonight?
Would you lift up your hands, lift up your voice?
We are going to pray for about 5 to 7 minutes before we take the communion. But this 1-2 minutes is just... Will you appreciate God for the word you just received? Was it 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4:14? It says, blessed be the Lord God, who causeth us to triumph by the fragrance of the knowledge of His Son. Place that on the screen if you can. He causeth us. Okay, 2:14 here. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ. What is the key of our triumph? The savor of His knowledge. Our triumph is rooted in fragrant insight, aromatic revelation. the one that looks like it's smelling like sweet food. At times my wife will say, the service today looks like I just finished eating a well-cooked food. Do you understand what I'm saying? By the fragrance of His knowledge we triumph. Triumph means march on the head of the devil. A walkover, just march on. Go ahead as if there was no contest. You have received light, fragrant light, aromatic light. Even if what you are suffering followed you from your mother's womb, tonight it expires. Lift up your voice and appreciate Him for the word you receive. Appreciate Him for light. Appreciate Him for insight. Appreciate Him for revelation. Appreciate Him for understanding. Appreciate Him for the word. He sent forth His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Lift your voice. Appreciate Him. Honor Him. Adore Him. Worship Him. Father, thank you. And thank you. And thank you. Go ahead and speak.
And your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You're the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh.
Open your mouth and appreciate Him.
Miracle worker. You are the miracle worker. Come and do. Come and do. A miracle. A miracle today. Come and do. Come and do. You are my miracle. Come and do.
Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh.
You are the miracle working God.
Your name is Yahweh. Father. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh.
You are the miracle
God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh.
Lift your voice and say, Father, I come before you today on the ground of creation. I receive my health and wholeness. John Graham Lake, first to South Africa, he differentiated divine health from divine healing from divine health and divine life. He said divine healing is when you fell sick and you needed to be restored back to health. Divine health is when you are in health and you remain in health, not falling sick. Divine life is when you don't just have life, you don't just have health, but you discharge it to others. You are a transmitter of the life and the energy of God. I think that divine life is very, very good. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He didn't say in my name if you are a pastor, if you are an evangelist. That's the normal life of a Christian, is to cast out devils. In your neighborhood, in your family, in your workplace, is to just deliver the afflicted. And that doesn't mean you should open a signboard and say, I have a church. That is your normal life. Am I communicating? But you are going to pray this month, this evening. Father, I shall be in health and I shall release life to others. So say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, on the ground of creation, I receive my health. And my healing. And I release life, to others. On the grounds of the covenant, I walk in health. I receive healing. I release life. Father, on the grounds of scripture, I receive total healing. I remain in health. Release life. Father, on the grounds of sonship, as a joint heir with Christ, live in health. I have healing. Release life, unto others. Say, Father, on the grounds of redemption, I receive my healing. Walk in health. I release life. Say after me. Say, Jesus, died. He died. He was beaten. He suffered. He was tormented. So I can be released. I pray now. Say it louder. Say, I pray now. Everything, redemption has, to offer me, I receive. Every package, of redemption. From Calvary, package of health, life, deliverance, I receive now. You are going to start praying, and when you say I receive now, you start praying. Reject everything. Knee pain, joint pain, affliction, fibroid, hemorrhoids, short-sightedness, back condition, whatever it is. So say, Father, I receive the total package of redemption for my health, for my healing, for my wholeness, and I reject everything that does not belong to me. Everything Christ carried on Calvary that is on me now, I reject now. Open your mouth and pray. Shadabagala,
Maradiga, Lesso Tokabina Kanda Barotosia, Letta Kashaka Lepena Tala Barada Baba Baba, Eliasana Kapale de Rababadega, Eliasana Baba Baba Baba, they shoot in the Katazavana de Rosa, they Kokomina Teleberosa Baba, they lose in a Kokomina Tadiga, Lepera de Kazana de Rada de Rabana de Rabada, and Shakakanda Gala Parada Gala Tarada de Babata. Yasagamala Teleberoso, and Kotabina Tarada Babanda Sakaferia, and Luzabina Torada Kamara Shaka Kalapani, Lituate Teferi, the letter Bebella Terraga de Bebella de Bebella Tea, and La Cabada Jadeke de Perada Babada, and Luzate Kemena Malabarita, La Dazaga La Taraga Dazaga La Taraga Dazagada, and Lipe Telebero, and Kokabero, Shababale, Tepero, and Luzica de Meritini Pinusa. E cocomina tala balando rota pisa tala parada e la sadaga le parada gada le parada galada le parada galada e sonha jaguina lo coba zade che pelerina zada mataria e la terra de zebella terra da mi mi la so che le terro da se che pila rada e la terra jaga la mira le terra da
le Calvary has for me. I receive everything Jesus died to purchase for me. I receive my health. I receive my healing. I receive my wholeness. And I reject every trace of disease, every trace of pain, every trace of affliction, everything my Father in heaven has not planted in my body. I reject it. 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 Jesus Christ's name.
So shall it be. This communion tonight is a practical communication of the life of Christ. A practical communication of what Calvary carries. Whatever that blood was shed to offer you, as we take the body and the blood of the one who was broken so that your body can be together, I decree today, your wholeness has appeared. Even now as I speak, there are healings that have taken place from the word. I know of someone with a breast condition that has been healed. Someone with a lower spine condition that has been healed. Someone with an ulcer situation, a hypertensive headache that you came here with is gone. With the hypertension that you came with. Blood sugar just disappeared. Everything called fibroid and prostate and any reproductive system issue just died right now. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat 1 minute. You received a healing in the course of this word. Or the words I mentioned. Just quickly step forward here and let us see what happened to you. You came here with an affliction, but while the word was on, something left you. I didn't ask the communion to stand here. You received a healing. Please don't block them from coming. Quickly come forward. This is a prelude to the communion that will further administer. Right here, sir. Right here. Come forward. What happened to you? Your waist since when?
For a very long time now.
For a very long time now. And you can't feel it anymore. Then do what you could. No. Incredible. What of you? Back pain also. For how long?
About 2 weeks ago.
And it's over right now. Congratulations, stand. Back to for how long? Almost 2 years now, and you can't feel it anymore. Bend down and confirm your healing. What of you? Blood sugar gone. You confirm that it is gone. What of you? For how long?
As a result of in the night,
join them.
I was arrested in the night by the soldier, and I was handcuffed.
Yes.
And because of that,
and now you are healed. What of you?
4 months now.
Back, lower back for 4 months healed. What of you?
Heaviness. All over my body.
Heaviness gone. What of you?
Migraine
for how long?
For almost 1 year.
Is it associated with hypertension? Right, it's all gone. Give the Lord a praise. Since 2:13, and you can't feel it now. Give the Lord a praise. What of you?
Stomach pain and chest pain just gone.
For how long?
Since last week.
This one since 2013 gone. What of you?
Diabetes since 2013.
Diabetes since 2013. What do you feel that made you to come out?
I came very light. I have not been sleeping because of.
Wow. Go and check yourself because the blood sugar is normal. Give the Lord a praise. What of you?
Migraine
for about 3 months now at the back of the head, and now it is free. What of you?
Epilepsy. Yes, sir. Okay, this one is.
For how long?
Since 2008.
And what happened now?
It now happened sometime in the night.
What did you feel now?
I feel it all like that.
It's over. Father, what about you?
Teeth and a headache, and I was heavy.
When you came?
Yes.
And now you are free. Yes. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. What about you, sir? You couldn't bend like this for how long?
3 months now, sir.
Do what you couldn't do before. For more than 3 months, you couldn't do this. Give the Lord a praise. What of you? Ulcer, see the knife was piercing, and how do you feel now? For how long?
Last 2 weeks.
Are there people you haven't talked to? Okay.
After you prayed for me during our last, during the birthday last year, October, from that side, the 24 years of abdominal pain left. Or while we during this our program that we are having evangelism, the team started again, and I insisted I was not going to quit the.
And night is over.
Now, as we are praying,
give the Lord a praise. What of you?
Madness is gone.
Madness.
Yes, sir.
Wow. For how long?
Almost 2002.
2002. 19 years. You came with him. Your brother. Madness is gone, and he's the one talking by himself. 19 solid years. How has it been with him? And it's gone.
Yes.
What of you?
Ulcer pain from back and the
front. Ulcer for how long?
For 13 years.
13 years. And you can't feel it now. What of mama?
BP and a sugar level.
BP and sugar. Is it?
Yes.
Your mom.
She slept for like 4 days now. But now she's sleeping inside the
church. She's sleeping inside the church. And she couldn't sleep before she came. For days now. And she's now sleeping inside. Are you just sitting and looking like that? Mad people, no market days. Huh? They know market days. They know how for market. They know Eke market. They know Ukwa market. They know. They can be hanging there when the market is not on. But on the market, they find their level and leave the place for the owner of the shop. Nobody advised them. No matter how mad they are, they know this is mad. Woman that was not sleeping is sleeping inside church because whatever was making her not to sleep, no market day.
Hey! Somebody shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. I prophesy to you today, whatever affliction came here with you is not living here with you. And everyone watching via the satellite internet, they are not living with you. And a quiet bomb said, get ready. This is your rehearsal for tomorrow. Give the Lord the praise. What about you?
Daddy, I had fibroid.
Please take your seat.
Just last year, December. And within a short while of 3 to 4 months, the fibroid generated again. And I've been on that.
And what happened now?
I came in with severe pains. But as I speak with you now, those.
It is over. Melted forever. What of you, man?
I have this sharp, it's a kind of sharp object in my chest.
And what happened now?
It fell off.
It fell off. For how long was it there?
It has been long.
Give the Lord the praise. She said we didn't take from her. What was your situation? Chest pain for how long?
Since last year. Yes, and I'm even on drugs as I talk to you.
You are in the middle of drugs now.
I've not been sleeping.
For 3 days. Yes. And what happened now?
I am free.
Give the King of Kings. Your healings are permanent. Can you respond back to your seat? Permanent healing. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Take your seat. While we take our communion positions very, very quickly, the Bible said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Psalm 103. Now we are in verse 2:3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Iniquities are forgiven, then diseases are healed. He forgives your iniquities, then heals your diseases. There's a connection. You are here today, and you say, Pastor, I want to make it right with God. I don't want to give any devil any reason to be in my life in form of sickness or affliction. I want to be totally free from sin, free from bondage, free from addiction, free from any negative lifestyle. Wherever you are, carry your Bibles and your bags. Quickly rush to the front and be the first to come. I'll give you the count of 7. 1. Quickly, carry your Bibles, your bags, and come. 1.
I've got the life of God in me.
Faster.
I've got the life of God in me. I've got the spirit of the Son of God.
Quickly, come forward.
I've got the life of God in me. I've got the life, got the life of God.
Come forward. 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody, sing.
I've got the life of God.
Everybody, sing. I've got it, open your mouth, say it louder. Lord Jesus, I come before you tonight. I surrender my life to you. I ask for forgiveness for my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today,
I go forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. And grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' name.